Okay. First of all, give credit to New Orleans and their game plan. Offensively, I thought they came out, did a really nice job. The first couple series, I thought the way they changed their personnel groupings and you know, how they aligned and some of their shifts and motions got us off base a little bit. They were looking for matchups. There was a time when we had them third and long, stopped them, but they got to a fourth and five, and we miscommunicated a matchup and sent a guy free, and they allowed to convert on a fourth and five. And then second and 21, I believe, and, you know, we're off playing off coverage. You know, a team that could run the ball or throw a screen right there, and we get beat on a, I don't know, 60, 70-yard pass on us or whatever it was, 80 yards. And we're playing off coverage. Those things like that took place all day. And when you're playing against an offense like this with that kind of precision, you have to be on the details. You have to be. There cannot be lapses in communication. There cannot be. And some of our simple calls. So, you know, those things showed up today. And I think that's a lesson for our team. And we talk about, you've heard me talk about all year, precision. The word precision came when I was in Seattle and we faced New Orleans. Because I saw how that offense operated, and it was like, this is a precision league. And for us to get where we want to be defensively, we have to play with that same precision. So hopefully we learn a valuable lesson today. And now we can talk precision, but they just felt it. Offensively, I think it's, you know, we got going late in the game, and we moved the ball. But you can't have turnovers against a team that has that type of offense as well. So we made some decisions that were costly. We gave them opportunities that work on a short field. And, you know, we just didn't execute. Second half, you know, the effort and the toughness and all that, the grit, you know, that's there. But this is precision now. This is precision. It's not just go out there and study film and line up and play our techniques. And you've got to be on it. When you have an opportunity to make a play, you've got to make a play.
You gave up over 500 yards most since you've been here. How, I guess, embarrassing is not the word, but how disappointing is it that the same mistakes keep happening?
Well, you know, and there's some things that they did a good job on matchups. When we were behind, we tried to make some things happen, brought some different types of pressures, and they got some matchups. And so, you know, that number took off on us a little bit, trying to create some turnovers and make some things happen. So, yeah, but that's disappointing. You know, this offense, they can score some points. And we knew that going into the game. They had the ability to score points. They're very, you know, I know some teams held them down, but, you know, it's not out of their realm to score over 30 points. But we just didn't play with the precision we needed.
Gus, what can you do? You said you've tried everything with this defense. What are you going to do going forward? In terms of, you obviously have to feel changes have to be made.
Yeah, I think, you know, you look at, and as you go back and look at and find out the guys when the number's called and they're making plays. And, you know, and then we got to find out, you know, what we're asking out of the position. Are we getting what we're asking? And if it's not, then you're right. The hard decisions got to be made. But, you know, we just got to look at it across the board. It's just like, hey, guys have roles. Guys have certain traits, and we got to utilize their strengths. It goes on us as coaches, too. And the players, when we ask them to do something and they line up and they understand it, and then they got to perform.
How much did Audrick going out hurt
you? Yeah, that's challenging. You know, the run game. You saw them. They were able to run the ball a little bit better on us because of that. They ran some heavy personnel, which we like to have Jared in there, and we weren't able to have him in there. So we weren't as able to get as big as we wanted to in some of the personnel groupings.
When you have that lack of precision you're talking about, what is that because they weren't prepared?
No, I think it's, sometimes it's rush and cover, the rush. Getting enough rush. And then there's times when, you know, the last play or the long play when it was third down, you know, precision is not swatting at the ball, putting your hand where the ball's coming. You know, not swatting, putting your hand there. That type of precision. You know, if it's, you know, 403 deep and you have your principles and the quarterback looks away and you know he could come back, then you got to keep your drop spear. That type of precision. You know, so it's more detailed probably than when I'm getting let it off right here. But it's that type of detail when you face a quarterback of this caliber that you have to play with.
Is that the sign of a team that's not real smart then?
Or no, that's a team that hasn't experienced someone like that consistently or, you know, gone against that. And that's what I say. You know, sometimes going against a quarterback like this for a young group, especially in the back end, when they see that, it's great learning that can take place.
Slow start on offense, you wonder sometimes if – Blake feels like he's got to do too much at the young age of 23 because he's got to win a shootout.
Well, yeah, and, you know, I hope that's not what he thought, but, you know, he ended up throwing, we got down by 14, then he threw an interception and, you know, tries to press it. But I thought he calmed down the second half and, you know, and came back. You know, it just didn't go the way we had it planned. You know, sometimes it doesn't, right? It didn't, the way we wanted to come out in the first half and to execute, it just didn't come out the way we wanted to. So we were forced to battle back, and we battled back, but just not enough.
Blake's first interception, how much of a turning point was that there was no call? And then give them a short field.
Well, yeah, I mean, anytime you're giving, you know, this offense a short field, you know, it always puts yourself in a bind. So he made a great play coming back for the ball.
You scored the first drive of the third quarter. Did you feel like you're one turnover away from getting back?
Sure. And then we had the tip. You know, we had the tip and we had a chance to get it. And that's how it happens, you know. And those plays, that's what, you know, we played. That play was played with precision. You got the tip ball. The ball's up in there. Now we got to get the tips and overthrows and turn those turnovers into points. And that's what happens. We just didn't, you know, if you look at the yardage, I don't know, it's probably close and, you know, I don't know, total yardage, but it's the turnovers and the third downs. You know, I think even third down was close, but, you know, third down's been our thorn in our side this whole year. They were over 60%. So, you make a good point. What's going to change, Gus, unless, you know, we're trying man, zone, three deep, two man, you know, pressures. So we just, I guess it comes back to, it's on me as a coach, and we got to demand to execute better and then, you know, see from there.
Did it seem like a bad tackling day to you from the defense, it looked like?
Yeah, it wasn't as clean as it was. Yeah. You know, I think at times, I thought we missed some opportunities to go for the ball. Mm-hmm. I think when you are behind like that and a guy comes in and makes a tackle and a second guy comes in, I thought we missed some chance to get the ball out.
Why go for what?
Marquise got a touchdown. How much you think will that sort of get him through the end of the season?
Well, he's made progress now. He's made progress throughout since he's come back. So anytime a play like that happens, I think that's good. You know,
Hearns over 1,000. How important was it to get that for him on that last play? Were you aware of the 1,000?
No. But I mean, it's great. I mean, you know, right now it's what took place in this game. And, you know, we say we'll celebrate those victories that take place along the way. And that's great. But, right now I'm talking about the game.
One more on receivers. Allen's 90-yard touchdown right in front of you. Did you see the, man coverage? What did he have to do?
Well, it's very similar to what took place in ours. You know, he got caught playing a different route. He got, you know, Allen Robinson ran right by him. And sometimes when you're in those coverages in 3D, those plays can happen. And you're hoping that the benefit is tight coverage, tight underneath coverage. You can play things tighter with four underneath, three deep, but you have to, one of the base principles is stay on top. You have to stay on top. And we didn't do it, and they didn't do it.
Why, Gus, you're down 24, you're down 12. Why go for two in those instances so early in the game?
Well, I just felt like, again, momentum, and we felt like, you know, if we could get it to eight, now it's two scores, and we need something, you know, to go. You know, to get, you know, again, I've talked about stimulating guys. I mean, it's 24-0, you know, at that point. It's like, okay, you know, let's try to get in there. We felt good about our two-point plan, and we didn't execute it.
With Drew's injury, were you surprised at all how effective he was, or were you expecting him to play?
Yeah, we expected him to play, and, you know, all we could go off of was a little bit what we saw in Detroit, but it didn't seem to hamper him all. I mean, and even in Detroit, after he got hurt, didn't he have three touchdowns? You know, so I just know Drew Brees. You talk about respect, the highest respect for him and how he goes out and competes. And he just really executes. And sure enough, he did again today.
You get Jonas Grayson running back. What did you think of
him? You know what? He had two good runs and a call back for holding. You know, and that's the precision again, too. You know, and you know, so I liked it. I know we were in the second half. We were talking about, let's give him more opportunities and see what he can do. You know, he had a little bit of a burst. But.
Do you have the personnel you want to play the defense you want to play?
Well, No. I think, you know, it is on me and us as coaches. We've got to challenge these guys and hold them accountable to that. And we're seeing flashes of it. And the accountability is there. But we can always, you know, maybe we have to do it even more or be more strict or make sure we learn from lessons like what took place today and say, you know, let's do it. I think you've seen some changes within the defensive secondary. You've seen some changes taking place. So, you know, I think this will be a really clear to them about the precision we need. And, yeah, we need to have guys that can play with that type of precision.
Remind you at all of the New England game defensively where the coverage just wasn't tight enough? Maybe guys.
No, it was different. It was different to me. I mean, that was where we played softer coverage, you know, the whole game, or, you know, or a lot of the game. And this one, you know, we were trying to match up with them. They had some man coverage a couple times and worked some of the matchups.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. All right. Thank you.